Good morning. I see they have our names up there already, but just in case y'all get us confused, I'm Lance. That's y'all. When you're asked to give a stewardship testimony, you would like to be able to say you've always been where you should be, but unfortunately, John and I haven't been in our early lives. We were far away from God's Word, and what we're going to talk about today is where we've been, and in the area of finances is where we really struggled, and John's going to talk more about that now.
Although Lance was growing up in the church, and he was taught about stewardship and understood more about what stewardship was all about, I became a Christian as a teenager, right before Lance and I got married, and that's been how, 36 years
about
ago?
About 100, eh?
136 years ago. Right before we married, I became a Christian, but I still didn't have the understanding of stewardship. I had not been taught that. But since I was the numbers person in the family, Lance gave me the opportunity and privilege to handle our accounts and our finances. So by paying the bills, naturally I made several mistakes in that area, poor decisions. And by the time we joined Highland Avenue in March of 1990, I had us in pretty good amount of debt between the house, cars, all that stuff. We had our debt pretty much established by then. When Lance approached me and said, "Joan, I really think we need to begin to tithe." So I pulled out my pencil, started trying to figure out bills. Here's what we make. Here's our bills. And oh my goodness, there's no way.
You weren't making enough.
There's no way we can afford to tithe. But I told him, we'll increase our giving. We'll do that. Then Highland Avenue had a stewardship emphasis and a special speaker. And I will never forget this. Across the street in Fellowship Hall, the speaker said, he actually said these words. He said, "If you are trying to figure out on paper how it will work, you'll never do it." He said, "You just have to trust God and do it." So we began to give our tithe with that challenge. I do remember the challenges and mistakes we made even after we made the commitment to tithe. There was one time I know of that I remember that I let us get behind. But I kept up with it. I said, you know, this is how much we should have been given to the church. I kept up with it. And I said, you know what? I'll catch up later. I'll catch up, pay it later. Never happened. And I began to feel so bad, and I felt so convicted, and stress, guilt, it can do a lot to you. And I finally came to my knees, and I said, "God, just forgive me for making this error, making this mistake. And I want to go forward from here." And He cleansed that in my heart. He cleansed that and said, "That was okay, Joan. Put that behind you and let's go forward." And I do not remember from that time on another time that we missed our tithing. And most of y'all will remember another challenge we had in 1995. In July of 1995, our house burned. June? One month. In 1995, it burned. And that was another thing in our lives that confirmed to us that these things we call things, material things, can be gone in an instant. But things of eternity are forever, and they will last forever. So it put our material possessions again in the right perspective, that they didn't mean as much as the eternal. Our children were both at home when the house burned, and neither of them had a hair singed on their head. So we were praising God for that. So during the times of trouble in our lives, even when we went through unemployment, by the grace of God, we kept our commitment to Him, and He kept His promises to us. He's provided for us in so many ways. We could stand up here all day long and tell you about the blessings He has bestowed on us. Just a couple of examples. Y'all know our children. Most of y'all know our children, Amber and Peyton. We were blessed to be able to get both of them through college with God's help, through scholarships, and the funds that the Lord allowed us to make got them through college. Another example was Peyton's early college years. He did not have an automobile, and he was in Mobile. So he had to hitch ride home when he wanted to come home. We could not provide that vehicle for him, but a car was given to him. Well, was it the first year? Mm-hmm. In his first year.
End
down
of
there.
His first year.
End of his first year, he was given a car. So how could we have planned what God would do there? But over and over again, he has poured out his blessings on us. When we got ready to prepare for today, we were looking through the scriptures for scripture references to share with you. And I'm just going to give you a few that we went through in preparing for this. Malachi 3, 6 through 10 talks about robbing God. So you need to look that scripture up and read it. Psalm 24, 1 says everything is his. Everything is his. Proverbs 3, 9 through 10 says when we honor him with our wealth, our barns will be filled to overflowing. And in Mark 12, 41 through 44, and Luke 21, 1 through 4, those scriptures talk about how the widow gave her all. And Lance is going to read one scripture that we really wanted y'all to hear today.
This is Malachi 3, verse 10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. And when I read that, I just thank God, what John said, he's blessed us so much that we didn't deserve. But I think back on the times where we weren't obedient, and I think about all the blessings we missed. The first 15 years of our marriage, you know, we missed all those blessings. And I do think about that. But
our challenge today is to do what we did those years ago, is to test him, test God, and then trust him, and then watch as he blesses you over and over again.
Thank you.